الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه، أتوب التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه هو التواب الرحيم. وعف عنا يا كريم وعف عنا يا كريم وعف عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا من لا تنقص الا عفوك يا الله. الاولى الله الاخره الله الزاهد الله الباطن الله اعوذ بالله من الله تعالى واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدنا المهيمن والعالمين، اشفعنا يا شفيع المهتدين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تذكرون، صدق الله العظيم. الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: Remember me and I will remember you. Be thankful to me and I will increase my bounties to you. The blessed month of Ramadan is almost over. 2/3 of it is gone. So inshallah, for your efforts we have received Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and maghfirah. And now the last 1/3, the doors of the Jannah inshallah will open for you. I am old and I am sick. And I can't breathe and I ache and I am not fasting. Strange thing is, my condition does not permit me to fast. But my condition also does not permit me to eat. So that's a joke. And here I am, talking to my brothers and sisters who are fasting, week after week, year after year. Here is this man who comes and talks to us. What does he know more than we do? What makes him worthy to stand up there and talk to us? The only thing which I have over you is that I am older than you. That is for sure. I am 90 years old. And we come from a culture that we sort of respect old people. When they come in, we stand up, we go and kiss his hand and pretend to listen to him when he talks. Be nice to him. So I suppose that's what you have been doing to me. But my Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh didn't go along with that. That respect to the old just because they are old. He says, a donkey gets old too. And when he gets old, he is simply just an old donkey. So I hope I'm not one of those. And Allah Ta'ala has been most generous with me and kind although I certainly am not with it. During this long life which He has given me, He has shown me many things in many places. He has taught me not ilma yakin, not from books, but truly seeing it and experiencing it myself. Also show human conditions, wars and revolutions, good people, bad people. He has made me rich, He has made me poor, He has made people shot at me, I didn't shoot back. He had me arrested because I helped in somebody's revolution. So many things. Mercy and kindness He has shown to me. And miserable that I may be as a Mu'min and a Muslim, one thing which I knew to do is to be thankful. I'm thankful I'm here, although I'm not fasting and you're fasting. And when would I rather be, except a bunch of nice, beautiful Muslims and Muslimas? I am thankful that I am in this mosque. By the way, you have noticed that this mosque is really is a very beautiful mosque. It's like a dollhouse. It's welcoming. You feel at home here. And it's pleasant. But it's not a mushroom. It didn't grow by itself. Allah Ta'ala made us able to do it. We were a handful, not rich at all. If you would ask me where did the money come from, oh, there are all sorts of stories. Talking about Islamic economics. I remember we did need maybe $20,000, you know, in building this mosque. And we had a dervish who was an Algerian and in United Nations. And I'm not going to give you the name of the bank because that would be gossiping. So I thought, you know, we are building a mosque. You know, maybe we can get some loan, small loan without interest. And so I used the diplomat, and he came and he said, okay, we're ready to, you know, give you $12,000. But they want the title of the mosque. Yeah, well, didn't work anyhow. All sorts of things. Not only this mosque here, we were also able to open up small messages all over the place. one in Toronto, one in Redwood, California, one in San Diego, in Chile, one in Argentina, and there are Muslims in those mosques. None of them are born Muslims. And when we started in this mosque, I was the only born Muslim. The others were either sent to from Christianity or from Judaism into Islam. And our people in Argentina, there is not a single person who was born a Muslim. The sheikh, the imam, the muezzin, the 61 people which we have there, they're all, I think, from Catholicism. And I'm thankful for that. Miserable that I am, that Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that He has made me write 15 books, translation of old Wilhelmbach, which hopefully some of you got and read. And I sometimes pick them up and look at them, and I don't believe that I made them. Be thankful. I think that perhaps is the message of Ramadan. Because you see, you are left hungry. There are people who are not fasting, who are dying out of hunger. They need the message of the little feast of hunger and the fantastic iftar which we have been eating is to remind us of thankfulness. But there is so much to be thankful about. I remember again my sheikh. He was a good man, he was a wise man. That was the cynic amongst us when he was talking about thankfulness. And he used to say to us, "You idiots. I mean, when if I would give you a pair of shoes, you would be thankful for, but why aren't you thankful of the ones who gave you the feet?" If it would buy you a hat, you would be thankful. But what about thanking the one where you put the head on? And one day I remember he asked one of the dervishes, "How much do you value this nail here?" "Huh? How much do you value?" $1,000? $5,000? Nail. You don't even think about it. And he said, "Look, anybody who wants to sell their fingernail to me, I am going to buy it for $5,000. Bring me a flyer." There was no buyer. Just to repair one teeth in your mouth, you go to the dentist, you pay thousands of dollars. "I have no teeth in my mouth. If you want to make a fake teeth, which I carry in my pocket, you pay thousands of dollars. But do you ever think of the teeth which you have in your mouth and thankful for it?" He used to say we should thank Allah Ta'ala twice at each breath. One taking inhale, alhamdulillah. One exhaling, alhamdulillah. Because he said the day will come, you will inhale and you will not be able to exhale, and then you will know the value of it. So I am sick and tired and achy and old. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for every second which you have given me. With such generosity, with such kindness, with such gentleness, never asking a thanks, never expecting anything to return. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, the Prophet, wanted to thank Allah Ta'ala, and he opened his hand and he said, "Oh Lord, for all incredible things which you have blessed me with, I cannot thank you. I don't know how to thank you. But when you enable me to thank you, it is again such a huge gift for which I have to thank, and I don't know how to." Allah Ta'ala spoke to Dawood and said, "Ya Dawood, when you realize your life, your teeth, your hair, your breath, your wife, your children, your money in the bank, your home, your car, your bread, everything, your life, when and if you truly realize that it's a gift from me, Ya Dawood, that's it. Thanking me. Ya Ibadullah.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless these fakirs who are doing the best they can to practice their religion, to show their faith and love for you, by enabling us to realize that all what we are, what we know, what we see, all belongs to you and are gifts from you. And teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankfulness. Filled the last moment, sometimes we would enter to our tombs and to our lives. The mysteries to pour upon us, but we cannot possibly come. But the greatest gift which we have blessed us with is our Iman. Oh Lord, all thanks to you for the faith which you have given us.
Amen.
And the greater gift is that you have sent us your beloved, your first creation, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and giving him to us as our prophet, our teacher, our example, our intercessor, our helper. For all those gifts, Ya Rab, we have been thankless. Teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And thank us amongst your faithful servants. And indeed you have placed within us a thing. Our church, who has a function. Because precisely for all those gifts and honors which you have given us, we want to know whether we are worthy or not. So sometimes you test us, with little pain, with little hunger, with little sickness, with little poverty, and never, never find us patient. Although you say repeatedly in the Holy Book that patience is the key to paradise, patience is half of faith, patience is key to success. But Ya Rab, we don't know what patience is. Ya Rab, we teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient servants. Ya Rab, you say, hold on to Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every Muslim is a brother to a Muslim, and all the Muslims is but one nature. And he said that if we do not love each other for Allah's sake, our Iman is incomplete. And he said with pride, my Ummah is like one single body. If its finger aches, the whole body aches. Ya Rabbi, maybe one. It goes like that. And we read it in the books, and we see it amongst the antiquities. But indeed, there was a time like that when a Muslim was a brother to a Muslim, when all Muslims were but one nation. When the nose of the one Muslim bled, all the Muslims bled. And when it was like that, we were beautiful, we were wise, we were knowledgeable, we were rich, we were powerful. Everybody loved us, even copied us, came to steal things from us, of course. But also feared us. Oh, those days are gone. Now we don't have enemies. We kill each other best. We destroy each other's homes. We don't love each other, but we hate each other. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring us together and create unity.
Amen.
Amen.